Life Audio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Building the Goat, the show dedicated to helping you overcome life's challenges, overcoming anxiety, overcoming adversity. Please hit the subscribe button so we can stay in touch. I'm 55 years old. I've had a lot of stuff happen in my life, good and bad, and particularly during the bad times. My go-to for years is my mama. She's always been there for me, good and bad. My father and I, she's always been there. And one of the things that she's always told me, particularly during the bad times, my struggles, whether it be, she's growing up as a little boy, high school, college, relationships, life. She's always said, look back from whence you came, look back, all that you went through, you always made it. Look at you today. Our message today is in the same light. Wherever you are now, whatever you're going through, whatever's challenging you, whether it be a person, people, family, friends, work, job, relationship, you get through it. God makes a way.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Our scripture for today, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as, in fact, you are doing. Ladies and gentlemen, as you well know, there's a lot of evil, hate in the world. Not just hate and evil, there's a lot of pain. There's a lot of suffering. There's a lot of anguish, loss in the world daily, some more than others. Nevertheless, but God, but Jesus Christ, but the Holy Spirit, always there for us to help us through. That's encouraging, knowing that we always have the Holy Spirit inside of us to help us through times of pain, times of struggle. In a world filled with pain, angst, hate, death, stealing, a lot of pain, a lot of people in a lot of pain. A lot of people, unfortunately, do not, or better yet, are unaware of who to turn to. And the simplest answer is to look up. God is always there. Go inside. The Holy Spirit's always there. Always there. But even then, knowing that we have the Holy Spirit inside of us and knowing that God is there and knowing that Jesus Christ died for our sins, you know what? Sometimes we need a little bit more. It's helpful to have friends, family, coaches, teachers, acquaintances, bosses, people there for us to encourage us. It is encouraging to be encouraged. It is encouraging to be encouraging. That's what God wants us to do. That's what God expects from us, from you, from me, from all of us. because life ain't easy. Every day is a blessing if you wake up. And it can be particularly hard for those who wake up without friends or loved ones that do not or have not in a long time. It's painful. God can heal us. The Holy Spirit can guide us through. And all of us, the living, can help encourage us through. I encourage you to encourage others, as the Bible says, as our Lord Almighty says. We are to be encouraging. Despite what we see a lot of out in the atmosphere, city to city, countries, in public, on the internet, where you can see just about anything on the internet, on social media, there's a lot of hate wielded every single day. A lot of pain endured every day by what people are seeing, what people are posting, pointing fingers, arguing, fighting, killings, embarrassing moments. So much of it. It really needs to stop. It's unfortunate. That is not God approved. The worldly habits, worldly sayings, worldly actions. You know, it's no wonder that we need encouragement with all of the evil and hatred passed along, wielded daily, every day, everywhere, unfortunately. Not just social media, the news, the radio, shows, and life. It's part of everyday life, unfortunately. You know, God instilled in all of us purpose. Each and every one of us has a specific purpose, a reason, some reasons to be here. Some are aware of their purpose. Some are not. Some are just along for the ride, unknowingly. What is your purpose? What is our purpose? I think our number one purpose is to be encouraging, as scripture says. Not hating out in traffic. If someone cuts you off, flipping someone off out in public, disparaging language, confrontations in public or on the internet, embarrassing moments, none of which is godly. We are saints. We're set apart. My purpose, personally, it took me years after enduring unnecessary pain and struggles that most of which I blame myself. But my purpose is to be saint that God created me to be and help free those captive by their minds and their bodies, and also to help them be better and do better to others. I believe all of us have a responsibility to help free those captive by their minds and their bodies. Satan is tricky, particularly wielding havoc on all of our minds and bodies. You know, as a people, many of us have been tricked into believing that if, for instance, we get out of shape, we could never get back in shape. Or tricking us into believing that when we are in shape, that we could never possibly get out of shape. You acquire enough bad habits, eating habits and drinking habits that are promoted in a worldly space that's encouraging, promoting worldly drink and food. Over time, the body you thought you would never lose is no more. The body you thought that you could never, ever, ever, ever see yourself in, suddenly it's there. and you have no idea how to get it back. We are to encourage one another, brothers and sisters, in both cases. If you ate or drink your way in, you can eat or drink your way out. That's the gym owner / trainer coming out now. God makes a way. We have to find a way. There is a way. There is a way. There's always a way. Because God makes a way. Now it's up to us to find out, decipher, figure out what the way is. It could be a drug habit, alcohol problem, it could be a sexual addiction, many things. God makes a way. Financial issues, God makes a way. One of the things I've been battling for years is money. I've always had this battle with money. I've always been able to make money. For years, poorly at budgeting, being wise with it. And it's not my money in the first place. As of late, I have a better understanding that it is not my money, it's God's money. And I am 100% called to manage his money better. And I have. And it's amazing how many little puncture holes in me, so to speak, and my budget that we have with these subscriptions that take just a little bit out every month. It's amazing. It adds up and adds up and adds up. And over time me personally battle all this financial strife of the poor spending and too many subscriptions to music and websites and all kinds of stuff that's unnecessary. But let me tell you, these companies don't make it easy to unsubscribe. I won't mention any in particular, but they're out there, so beware. In any event, when we get back on track, I encourage you to day to day be more aware of yourself, your health, your finances, how you treat others, you allow others to treat yourself, which is most important. Because over time, they can dig at you, cut at you, whittle you away. We are here to help each other, encourage each other, and to be encouraged by others, and not allow the evil of others, intentional or not, to wear us down. Be purposeful in our walk. Be purposeful in our words, encouraging words for others, friends, family, and foes. Pray for our foes. Pray for our enemies. Rebuke the demons. Rebuke Satan, the adversary, the devil. Rebuke, rebuke, rebuke. They will never be on our side. They'll never be positive. They will always be against us. I encourage you not to be driven by hate. Don't be driven by anger. Don't be driven by arrogance. All three had a stranglehold on me for years. The devil is tricky. We're here to encourage. Be purposeful in your walk. Be purposeful, not just purposeful, but also be mindful of your intentions, of imbuing the fruits of the Spirit and impressing those in your home, your work, and to the rest of the world. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. If we each make a point, a strong effort, if we rely on perfecting those every day, our world will be a different place. Imagine if we were to work on each one of those 9 when we're in traffic, when we're running late for work, when someone forgets something, when someone cuts you off, when someone forgets to call you, when your child makes a mistake, when life's not going your way, when you lose something. Imagine how much better we could be. And it's hard to do when there's so much negativity spewed everywhere. Worldly is not the way. Godly is the way. The shiny, the fast, the luxurious, it's not the way. Showing someone up is not the way. Embarrassing someone is not the way. We are here to encourage. Embarrassing someone in front of family and then posting it is not encouraging, because it gets repeated over and over and over and over again. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. If you're not doing, then we need to start. Post haste. I'm blessed beyond measure to have the gifts that our Lord and Savior has bestowed on me, enabling me to help others free those captive by their minds. Sometimes the enemy is able to get something in our heads so deviously, on the sly, and we don't even know it. A friend of mine had something horrible happen to them on a Sunday many years ago, and to this day they still struggle with Sundays, the Lord's Day. That's not God. That's not godly. It's the enemy. It's tricked my friend into believing that they can't or they cannot get through. But it's not just that day that they're thinking about. It starts a couple of days before Sunday. So theoretically, Wednesday, maybe Thursday, Friday, Saturday, they're thinking about Sunday because they know historically they've been stressed out, fighting anxiety on Sundays, and they can't look forward to it because that's the way it's always been. And they can't wait until Sunday's over to start a new week to get away from Sunday, because Sundays has always been stressful. That's not God. That's not godly. Encourage others. Don't be dismissive. Help one another. Help one another. Be good to your brothers and sisters, whether they're family or not. We are all God's children. Love one another. Help one another. Be kind to one another. Thank you for joining me today. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. It is written, it is done, in Jesus' name. I bless you.
Allow me to take a moment to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us on the podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and much, much more.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
We hope to better equip you to be salt and light for your community. We hope that we can help you to go out and be a reflection of Jesus Christ to those around you, to your friends and your family, and especially to those that do not know Christ.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.